your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And here we are, the annual Christmas show on the Wake Up Call. Always my favorite. I'm very excited. I hope you are too. Don't forget, you can call in and give Sean McCord is here today. Merry Christmas, Sean. Twinkle is here as well.
Why, hello.
Happy to see you, Twinkle.
Happy to see you too, Sam.
Twinkle will be helping along when Santa stops by to make a phone call, which Santa's going to be here in just a moment. He'll make a quick phone call and then go feed the reindeer for the rest of the hour. If you'd like Santa to make a phone call to someone in your family, typically a child, please. Children, still believing that Santa is out there and who can participate in a phone conversation. Call us up, 971-0919, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Sean will take all the pertinent information and we'll pass it along to Santa shortly. And in moments, we'll have a reading of a famous story. See the phone line already ringing. Please remember that only the calls until noon will be on the air. But if there's a few left over, Santa will make them before he heads out. In fact, I think we're going to make a phone call just to get started so everybody can find out just what that's all about. We're going to call Ava. Ava's 5 and a half. Are you ready, Santa?
Indeed I am.
I hope Ava's there.
Hello?
Oh, I'm trying to reach Ava. Is she home?
Yes. We're just going to drive to the store.
Oh, is this her?
Yeah.
How are you? Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Who? Who am I?
Santa.
Oh, I'm so busy, but I thought I'd give you a call. I just wanted to make sure that you were ready for Christmas.
I am.
Ooh. Well, we're getting ready to start loading the sleigh. There's so many things. What can we put in there for you?
Anything.
Anything? Oh. How about, oh, you know, I have some special presents just waiting for people. Can I give you a special present?
A special one?
Yes. I have some special things just for good girls.
Is it the gas game?
If that's what you'd like, I have a few of those. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Twinkle, can we get one of those for Ava?
Why, yes, I think we can.
Oh, thank you. Ava, you still have a few more days to keep being good. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Well, let me keep loading things up for people. You be good for the next few days, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Ava, you have a Merry Christmas.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Toodaloo.
Oh, goodness. Thank you, Santa. You're welcome. All right, so Santa's going to take a quick break and then come back and make a few more calls. I see the lines already lighting up, 979-0919. We had a few people. I gave out my email address last Sunday, and I've got a couple phone calls that I got through the email. So we'll do that as well. So keep calling in. Sean's here, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Please recognize that we only have 60 minutes, some time already accounted for, but we'll do our best. And regardless, if we can't finish by noon, Santa said he had a little extra time that he might be able to spend hanging out at the station. All right, next up, we are going to do our annual reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Please recognize by Dr. Seuss. We will have the music with us as well. This is a music performed by or produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel, an album produced by Jesse Kay, and obviously none of it written by myself. So please, proper recognition going out to those folks. No money being made on this, no money at all. It's completely done by WNRN Studios. Actually, they probably don't even know that this is the famous thing that I'm doing, just in case anybody wants to sue, which I'd prefer that they not. All right, so How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Everybody ready? All the kids sitting down? And we're off. Thank you. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one knows quite the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos. Staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and gazelle pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo fix, then run out and get some more. Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz and glitter bloops and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of poof and flat.
Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dafflers
and 3 miles of snappers too.
Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in
with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and fizzle pinks. And trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and bugs.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise! Oh, the noise, 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 noise! That's one thing he hated. The noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast. And they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he'd liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand. And the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now, I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said.
If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first little house on the square.
"This is stop number one,"
the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once. For a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Whose stockings all hung in a row.
"These stockings,"
he grinned,
"are the first things to go."
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And then he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile."
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
"And now,"
grinned the Grinch,
"I will stuff up the tree."
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
"Why, my sweet little tot,"
the fake Santa Claus lied,
"there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side, so I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here."
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with a cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the others whose houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other whose houses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the who's still abed. All the who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled, packed it up with the presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to the who's, he was grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a moment or two, then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo! That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry. Very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast, and he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Thanks to everyone who participated in that. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, written by Dr. Seuss. music provided by How the Grinch Stole Christmas CD, produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel, album produced by Jesse Kay. No money made here at WNRN by that reading here on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call's annual holiday program. Thank you so much for listening and laughing at the improper and inconsistent voice attempts at that. All right, 11:26 here on the Wake Up Call. We will be getting to Santa phone calls in just a moment. Let me do some more work here as the station requires. Weather out there, markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Foggy and then overcast today. Highs 35 to 40. Upper 30s in Lynchburg, lower 50s in Richmond. Partly cloudy, then clearing tonight. Lows 15 to 20. Lower 20s in Richmond. A wind chill of minus 2 in the valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs 30 to 35. In the valley, it's clear in 46, 43 in Lynchburg. Some clouds in Richmond where it's 38. It's foggy in Charlottesville and 33.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let me thank some folks out there who help sponsor this program today. Support coming from Skyline Turbine, an alternative energy company dedicated to installing clean, renewable electricity. Skyline Turbine wishes you a safe and happy holiday season. They can be found at 434-882-1620 or skylineturbine.com. 45Fix is out here again today. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45Fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate, no obligation estimates, available anytime. That's 45Fix.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. All right, I believe that Santa is back in the studio along with Twinkle.
Hello.
All right, let's, Santa, you got some phone calls. Are you ready? I'm always ready, Rick. I have to be at my job, always ready. All right, let's see what we can do here. Let's make a few phone calls. Don't forget, if you want someone in your family, preferably a child, to receive a phone call from Santa, dial us up at 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS as well. Let's see who we've got here. We've got a three-child family.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Somerset.
And how are you?
Hello.
You know who this is, Summer?
No, it's Santa Claus.
It's Santa Claus!
Hi, Santa.
Did you not recognize my voice? Haven't I talked to you before? Haven't you come to visit me?
Sure.
Well, I'm calling just to make sure that you're still being good. I'm going through my naughty and nice list.
Okay.
Which side should I put you on? Are you on the nice list?
Yes.
Well, can I bring you something special this year?
Okay.
What would you like?
Well, anything.
Anything? You know what I have here that have been specially made? I have a Game Boy.
I would like that.
You would?
Yeah.
Can I put your name on that?
Mm-hmm.
Twinkle?
What kind of video games do you want?
Do you have a special video game with that?
No.
No? Okay. Twinkle's going to run out and put your name on a Game Boy.
Okay. Here I go.
Want to talk to my sister?
Yes, I do. Is she there, too?
Yep. Want to talk to Santa? Sure. Hi.
Hi, Cece, how are you?
Good.
It's so nice to talk to you.
What?
We're very busy, but I wanted to call and say hello. I was thinking about giving you a Game Boy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say hi. Make sure to put a cookie out for me, okay?
Okay.
I hear you laughing.
What?
Can I talk to someone else?
What?
Can I talk to someone else?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to talk to our brother?
Yes, I do.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and say you've been good boy all year. Okay?
Okay, Santa, this is Summer, Cece, and Callan's dad.
Well, hello!
Hello, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We are so excited to see you here. Everybody's jumping around. They're so happy that you called.
Well, I try and check on many people. You know, it's very busy, but I thought that your family deserved a special phone call.
Well, thank you very much. We can't wait to your visit to our house.
Well, I told Cece to leave me a cookie.
Okay, all right. Did you hear, Cece, that we have to leave Santa a cookie? Yeah. Okay, she said yes.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Santa.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, and safe travels.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Santa, that's just number one. So much going on here at the station. Well, the phone calls are just keep flying in here. I don't know. We got a lot going on. 11:33 on the wake-up call. Santa, you're just going to have to roar through some of these. Wow, they're already building up. All right. We'll keep going. Call us up if you want to get someone from your family on Santa's phone list. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCK. Don't forget, we'll do our best to get everybody in before noon, but Santa has agreed to stay a little bit extra if needed to finish up the calls. This is a special call from Santa!
Oh, hi, Santa. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's a very busy day!
Yes, it is. You must be getting ready to finish up putting all your toys together.
Oh, very hard.
You think you want to talk to you?
I think we have somebody here who might want to speak to you.
Oh, very good.
Hold on 1 second.
Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas! How are you? I just wanted to call and let you know that we still have you on the nice list. So we'll be stopping by your house on Christmas Eve. Is that okay?
What do you say, Santa? What do you say?
Yes. I think we have special toys for you. So you keep being good, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
I love you, too. I love you, Santa.
And we love you.
I've been to Diamond Castle.
Oh, excellent. I think we can have one of those.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye, Caroline.
Bye.
Bye. See, Santa is so well-loved. And that's why he stops by here every year, because he likes to be reminded that he's well loved. All right, let's see who's next. Sean, Santa wants to make sure that these are in proper order. Is it top to bottom or bottom to top? All right. Let's see. Next up, Santa, are you ready? We have Clay. Clay's a young boy.
Hi.
Oh, is this Clay?
Yeah.
I thought it was. How are you today?
Good.
Clay, do you know who this is?
Yep, it's Santa.
Santa. Oh, I can't seem to hide at this time of year. Everyone knows it's me. Clay, I just called to make sure I have my list right. Can we still stop by your house?
Yeah.
Yes? What can we bring you? We're loading up the bags.
Spy gear.
Spy gear? You want to be a spy?
Yeah.
You're not going to spy on us at the North Pole, are you?
No.
Because we're trying to do things very secretly.
Okay.
We don't want everyone to know what they're getting. You don't snoop around with your presents, do you?
No.
Okay, that's good. That keeps you on the nice list. All right, Clay. We want you to have a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And you go to sleep early so we can stop by your house, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye, Clay.
Bye.
All right. Santa, you keep going? He's nodding his head. Santa, we're dialing Haley.
Hello?
Ooh, telephone call for Haley.
Okay, hold on for a second. Haley, it's a phone call for you. Hello?
Haley?
Hi.
Is this Haley?
Yes.
Haley, this is Santa Claus. I'm calling to remind you to still be good. There's still time before Christmas.
It is?
Yes, it's not Christmas yet.
It's in 4 days.
4 more days before Christmas morning.
Yay.
Can you make it until then?
Yeah.
What would you like for Christmas?
I would like,
You know, Twinkle is my main elf, mm-hmm. And she has a suggestion.
What about some pretty socks?
A Barbie.
A Barbie? Oh, I know. How about Biscuit?
Yes, Biscuit.
Would you like Biscuit?
Yes.
Biscuit the dog?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Santa knows everything. Okay, we've got 4 more days until Christmas morning. You need to keep being good.
Okay.
Okay, can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Haley. Lots of other people to call.
Okay.
We're so busy at this time of year.
Yeah.
All right. We love you, Haley.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
All right, Santa, take a quick break. We have to do our FCC and underwriting stuff here at the station. Thank you. And then we'll come back. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks, 1141 here on the Christmas version of the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
This week, lots of Charlottesvillians have influence, but none can trump City Manager Gary O'Connell, the guiding force behind the city's biggest and most controversial projects of 2008. That's why he is The Hook's Person of the Year. It's been almost a year and a half since Patricia Kluge's ultra-fancy gas station restaurant shut down, so what's the deal? Better yet, why has there yet to be a deal? And Michael Krafak left his mark on both business and politics. Read all about him in this week's Hook. A perfect gift for those who recycle newspapers. All right, back in action again. The phone continues to ring. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Santa Claus here in the studio today making phone calls, preferably to children of the proper Santa Claus age and who can carry on a phone conversation. Sean McCord out front taking those calls. If we need to go past noon, we'll finish up the show here, but we will. Santa has agreed to stay for a little bit of extra time to finish up the phone calls. All right, let's see. I think we'll try that number again shortly. No one wants to miss out on their call to Santa. So let's try this one. Santa, we're calling Ben. Santa Claus, calling for Ben and Haley.
Say hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Is this Ben?
Yeah.
Ben, I'm calling to make sure I have all my gifts correct for you.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring you some Lego Star Wars. Is that okay?
What?
Would you like some Legos from Santa's sleigh?
Yes.
You don't sound very excited for Christmas. It's almost here.
You can't believe it.
Well,
bye. Bye.
Bye, Ben. You keep being good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas to Ben and Haley and the whole family.
Say hi.
Sorry.
Say hi. No.
No.
Tell me about a baby doll.
I'm good at school.
All right. I know you're good at school, and keep being good at school and at home. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa.
As everybody knows, some people still don't believe Santa. I'm not sure Ben believes in you. Either that or he was very surprised. That's okay. I bet Santa still shows up, won't you, Santa? Of course I will. All right, let's see. Let's try that other number again.
Hello?
This is Santa making all his calls today.
Well, hello, Santa. How are you?
Oh, we're having a great day.
Well, fantastic.
But every day's a great day at the North Pole.
I'm sure it is. If you have nice, warm, cozy clothing, I'm sure that helps, too.
Oh, yes. All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, Santa. I think I dialed a number twice. All right. Sorry. Maybe that was why I got the wrong time last time. All right. Santa, that's completely my fault. I'm sorry. I did that wrong. But we'll fix it. All right, let's see. Let's try this one. Twinkle, I'm sorry. But anyway, do you know the proper procedures for the next thing? What does Santa do when he talks to the same people twice?
Well, I suppose that they get extra presents.
Well, Santa's over here, got his, he's thinking twice about that, I can tell by his look.
Oh, come on, Santa.
All right, let's try, sorry, Santa, this is the number. This will be a good number, Santa.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Do you know who this is?
Yes.
Who is this?
Santa.
You're right! Santa Claus!
This is Adeline.
Adeline, how are you?
Good.
You know, I was watching you this year. You had a big birthday, didn't you? Just turning 6. That was wonderful, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
And because you've been such a good girl all year, I have special presents for you. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
And I promise to bring special presents to everyone else in the family.
Thank you, Santa. Here's Elise.
Oh, Elise. Elise, how are you?
This is Elise.
Hi, Elise. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Can I bring you something special?
Uh-huh.
What would you like?
Biscuit the dog.
Biscuit the dog. Biscuit the dog is very popular. The elves are making lots of those. Right, Twinkle?
Of course we are.
Oh, Twinkle, my number one elf is here with me.
How are you?
Thank you. Here's my sister, Anne.
Oh, Anne.
I love you, Santa.
And I love you, too, Elise.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, Anne. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
Oh, we're so busy up here, but I called to make sure that we had the thing you wanted most. What can we bring you?
An iPod.
An iPod? Oh, we have one of those, and it has your name on it.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Okay, 4 more days until Christmas morning.
I'm really excited.
Oh, me too. It's my favorite day of the year. Okay, we have lots left to do, so I'm going to make another call, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you and your whole family.
Thank you for calling, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 11:51 here on the Wake Up Call. Might be time for another call or two. I've got two left on the sheet that Sean McCord has provided for me. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. If you'd like to get one of the children in your family on the Santa phone call list before we finish up today's program, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I make no promises that I won't redial someone for you, Santa. So sorry about that, but I get excited on the Christmas program, too. It's pretty cool to have Santa Claus visit. Let's take a moment and thank 45fix.com for being here and allowing us to do this. I make no promises not to thank the same people twice, however. Blue Ridge Graphics is sponsoring us today. Blue Ridge Graphics, Meade Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom t-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. And Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. Blue Ridge has winter clothing from Patagonia on special this weekend. From long underwear, down and fleece jackets and vests to rain shells and quick dry travel clothes, it's all on special from the Blue Ridge this weekend. You can find Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barrack Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville. They're at the Mountain Inn at Wintergreen and at brms.com online. All right. Let's see who's next on the list for you, Santa. We're going to call Harper and Cynthia, if you're up for that. That may take me a moment because that's I got to find my long distance phone call. So we're going to call Jack and Alexander. Merry Christmas!
Here's Jack. Here's Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Jack. Merry Christmas. I just called to say hi.
Hi.
And, you know, we're getting ready for the big day.
I know.
You know? Well, Twinkle is here.
Well, hello.
She's my number one elf, and she's loading up the sleigh. What can we get her to put in for you?
A lightsaber.
A what?
A lightsaber.
A lightsaber? Now, those can be very dangerous.
I know.
You know? Yes. You're 5 years old. Are you okay with a lightsaber?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get Twinkle to check with your parents to make sure that that's okay.
All right.
But you keep being good because there's 4 more days left before Christmas morning.
I know.
And we'll see. You keep being good.
Okay.
Is Alexander there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's almost here. Can you keep waiting?
Mm-hmm.
What can we get you for Christmas morning?
Electric Thomas.
I have that ready for you. Electric Thomas, the tank engine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love trains, too. We're going to get one for you, okay?
Yes.
So Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, too. Bye-bye. We have many other people to call, okay?
Okay.
So Merry Christmas. Yeah. Bye-bye. All right, Santa. We got one more call here, I think. And we may have to make another call or two after we finish. 11:56 on the wake-up call. Let me remind you, this is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS-FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. Sean McCord here taking calls. Twinkle here, the number one elf, joining in. Let's see. Santa, Cameron, and Jared are on the phone. Merry Christmas! How are you?
Merry Christmas, Santa. How are you doing?
Hi, Santa.
Well, hi! How are you today?
Good.
You know, we're getting ready for the big morning. Do you want something special?
Yes.
What would that be?
Remote control car.
Remote control cars. Oh, I think we can do that. Anybody else in the family we should talk to?
Jared.
We'll pass them the phone.
Okay. Hi, Santa.
Oh, hi. Have you been good all year?
Yes.
Oh, what can we bring you tomorrow? Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to start packing up. We want to make sure we have all the right things.
Okay.
So, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 11:58. I think that I can get this last call in because Drew Thompson from... Here's the phone is ringing again. Sean, we're probably going to have to do that one afterwards. Sorry, that was me trying to get the long distance dial out of the studio for you, Sam. Last call during the hour.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Is this Santa?
It is.
Did you want to talk to anybody here at the house?
Well, I do want to talk to people at the house.
Would you like to talk to Harper?
Yes, I would.
Okay, here he is.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Harper? Have you been good?
Yeah.
Really, really good?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll keep you on the nice list. Can I bring you something special?
Yes.
What would that be?
A remote control robot and a pretend Christmas tree, and that's all.
Well, that's a lot. I think we might have room for one or two of those things. But I have to make sure that I get everybody something special. Okay?
Okay.
Anybody else there who wants to talk to Santa?
Yes.
Let me talk to Cynthia.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Cynthia. Merry Christmas. Can I bring you something special?
Fancy
Nancy doll. We have one just for you. It has your name on it. All right, we have to keep going because we're so busy. But I wanted to call and say Merry Christmas just to you, okay? Now you keep being good. 4 more days until Christmas morning. All right, so thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. I think that does it for the live hour. Santa's got a phone call or two to make after we're finished up here. Another moment. Drew is here for Les Temps Purdue. Not quite as exciting as Santa calls, but more music. Twinkle, thank you so much.
No problem, Santa.
For being here with us today. There's an awful lot going on back at the North Pole. I want to thank everybody who participates in the wake-up call throughout the year. Merry Christmas to all of you listeners, callers, backroom folks as well. Once again, The station made no money on our reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, so please, no lawsuits. Drew Thompson up next for Les Temps Perdue. If you're holding for the Santa Claus, he's getting ready to move out, so please stay tight. All right, next week, Alan Zimmerman from The Hook will be here to talk about consumer purchases. He's the guy who writes The Tough Customer for The Hook. All right, bye-bye, everybody.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.